tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Ali. Welcome back to Tip Today, to the final hour of Tip Today. I'm just reading Ralph Regal's piece in the Indo today, and Ralph telling us that a relative of 3 months old, Mia O'Connell, who, as you know, was killed by a pet dog in her home, thanked the public for their support on behalf of the heartbroken family as the baby girl was laid to rest yesterday. Diane Woods, who was an aunt of Mia's mother, said that she never thought something so devastating could happen to her family. She went on to say, "You think it never happens to you, it's always somebody else. And to have it hit home and to see the tragedy and loss is absolutely heartbreaking." She said, "Words just can't describe it." And then said, "From all of the family, they just want to thank everybody, indeed, paramedics and everybody who helped out on the scene." But what an unspeakable tragedy. Absolutely dreadful. If you want to talk to Emma, it's 1800 938 007. The text and WhatsApp is 083 311 3311. Now, as usual on a Thursday, great to be joined by Muriel Cuddy of Health and Wellness International, based in Clonmel. Muriel, good morning to you.
Hi Fran, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm very well indeed, and I had a lovely break too. I did nothing, to be honest with you, Muriel. You know, the way
I'm
it is.
I'm delighted to hear that. Yeah, you need to do that.
Even though you wouldn't be too delighted if you saw some of what I ate during the break. But anyway.
It's holiday, Fran. We have to do
Listen, you want to talk to us today about barbecues, because of course, you know, everybody wanting the barbie up and running now as the weather improves a bit. But can we have is there such a thing as a healthy barbecue?
Absolutely. I think this time of the year, I think everybody should have a barbecue. That's the number one. Mm. And it's like, it's such a flavourful way to cook. It's fun. If you have one outside and you teach the older kids how to cook on it, you're leaving all your mess outside. They can cook like so many healthy different options in relation to protein, the different bits and pieces they need to fill themselves. It's just a few little things that you need to know, I suppose, in relation to the safe side of it. And then in relation to the good foods that you can actually have that will fuel the body really well, that you're not overdoing it or whatever, so that you can do it nightly. It doesn't have to be a treat. For me, the barbecue at this time of the year should be out in the evening at 6 or 7 o'clock, and you can cook your dinner on it and everybody sit together for half an hour, and it's fantastic. It's just to do it right is the thing, Fran. And I suppose for me, one of the first things is buy a meat thermometer. So if you have a meat thermometer, at least you can check your proteins and your fishes and everything and make sure that they're properly cooked. Mm. Because that's the biggest worry, isn't it, when you're cooking?
Of course it is.
Especially if it's turned up too high and whatever, and it cooks really fast and you don't want it to burn. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is, when you're handling raw meat, you need to handle it with different tongs, and people forget that. So everything is literally used for everything, literally, on the barbie, because you're out there and it's a bit of fun and all the bits and pieces. But you need different tongs and different implements to handle different foods.
Just explain that to us now, Muriel.
So you don't handle raw meat with the same tongs that you will handle the cooked meat. So if you're putting your meat onto the barbecue, use one set of tongs and use a different set of tongs to take it off.
Now, I'd say not everybody is doing that.
No, I don't think so. Mm. And you know, we've enough going on at the minute. You don't need E. coli or salmonella poisoning or something like that to happen on a Saturday evening or Sunday evening when the weather is beautiful, you know. So it's simple things. You keep the meat as well, you keep them apart on the barbecue. So the raw meat is separate to the cooked meat. So if you're cooking for a number of people, try and cook it in batches. So stick on the burgers or whatever it is you're putting on, and put them on and let them all cook, even if they cook at different times, and then start again rather than firing on it next to one that's raw, along with the ones that are cooked. So it's just thinking a little bit, being a little bit clever, you know, if you can at all. The other thing, I suppose, then, when you move away from the meats, what you're doing outside, as in your bagged salads and all of that kind of thing, I wouldn't go with things like that, Fran. I would go with fresh, keep it in a, you know, the veg crisper, the salad bowl, and keep it inside. So it's just to be aware of the safety side, first of all. That's the biggest thing. And then after that, if you want me to talk you through the healthy side,
yes, please.
What we can actually have and we can enjoy. Yeah. So I would say protein first. First of all, and we all associate a barbecue with protein, so go there first of all. I would say really good butchers, or even wherever, even the supermarkets like Super Value and that, they do fantastic handmade sausages, handmade burgers, things that we associate with barbecues. So if you can go there first of all, that you get quality meat, that's fantastic, because at least you know what you're eating is really good. Chicken, lean poultry, turkey, turkey burgers, all of that kind of thing, your fish, your salmons, your trouts, they're all fantastic, and there's so many different ways that we can cook them. And most of the butchers now, if you walk past any of them, I could name any of them in Clonmel, but the chicken kebabs, the way that the meat presented, they're just fantastic. It's good to go already. So I think if you can go for good, perfect protein, that's what we say, first of all.
Yeah.
And then after the perfect protein, instead of going for all the sauces and everything that make barbecues really bad, because if I was to say to you, like, you were to put tomato sauce on it, well, we talked about ketchup before, like, you have 22 grams of sugar, barbecue sauce is 33 grams of sugar. Wow. Mayo has 75 grams of fat and 26% sodium, and I think there's about 14 or nearly up to 20% cholesterol in it.
Oh, stop. Are you serious, Mia? Wow.
I am. And I don't mean, like, you don't, I'm not knocking, like, yes, you can have a little, but if you actually marinate your, or use a rub, so, like, I would say a marinade, like, if you rub spices, they have amazing flavour and you don't even need salt. So if you put together things like allspice, chilli powder, cinnamon, cumin, garlic powder, paprika, black pepper, put all of them together and mix them up and use that as a rub. The meat tastes amazing. You don't actually need to be putting loads of tomato sauce and everything on it, you know. So things like that really, really work. So cut back on the salty and the heavy dressings.
Very good. Yeah.
And that's fantastic. The other thing then is, if you're moving away from, say, the protein side, so and I would take the skin off and all of that kind of thing, so you know that, you know, and even marinate your fish and wrap it in tin foil, and that'll work really well. Or another great way to cook fish is actually if you put oranges, slice an orange with the orange underneath the fish on the barbecue, you'll actually cook the fish fantastically well.
Go
and
on.
The flavour, yeah, will come up through it. And that's a great way to do it. But then go to the other side. So if we say to the colour side, okay, so people associate, you know, a barbecue, so all the buns and, you know, you need to make big burgers and all the bits and pieces. Before you think about the burger side, any fruit and veg can be grilled in some form or other on a barbecue. A grill basket is fantastic. So if you've never had a grill basket, go and buy a grill basket in Allen's or somewhere, because you can put all your veg into it and you can roast it just literally as it is without doing anything at all with it. Everything from asparagus to mushrooms, onions, garlic, avocado, everything under the sun. You can actually, pineapple, have bananas, pear, apple. There's so many different
things. I've never come across that before. And it's a basket you can buy.
Basket you can buy, you put your fruit or your veg into it and it'll just roast it away for you.
Oh.
And there's natural sugars in fruit, we know that already, and they caramelise in high heat, so there's an extra sweetness and flavour, and they are just fantastic. And even if you've got the kids, like, just tasting all the different ones through heat and whatever, it's great. It's great just to eat.
What
watching,
a lovely
you know?
Idea. Lovely idea.
Yeah, that really works, yeah.
Mm.
So the next thing then for me would be, when you're talking about colour, so you're talking about salads and that, try not to buy the pre-packed ones, because again, we're talking about the sodium and the saturated fat and all the different bits. If you can buy your own, so if you buy your own greens and make your green salad with your balsamic dressing and, you know, me with my extra cider vinegar and apple cider vinegar and all that kind of thing. But the other ones in, even potato salad, like, potatoes are fine, they're a staple of our diet, we need to have them, cut them in chunks or in blocks and make your own potato salad with your spring onion and all of that. It might take an extra half an hour, but what you're eating is really healthy. And you can, like, put it in your containers and leave it in the fridge and you have it for the next God knows how long, you know. So make your own if you can at all. What was I thinking next? Oh, yeah. So the next side to it then is buns. And people say to me, Muriel, you're making burgers and you're not going to have the buns. Or you'd say no bread and all this, you know. I wouldn't. Whole grain. You know, whole grain is fine. It's extra fibre. That's good. And if you need the carbohydrates in your diet, that's absolutely fine. Wraps and things like that, they're fine as well, Fran. Tortillas, you know, so just to put them, like, if you have turkey burgers or turkey mince or anything at all like that, and let the kids make their own. So I would always do platters. So I put food out in platters and you let everybody pick what they want to pick. So the more colour you have, there's no problem with the buns. Open face burgers, so half a bun is great. And if you don't want the bread in your diet, the lettuce wraps. Do you ever see the Chinese lettuce? The big head of lettuce. You get Chinese lettuce. You'll see it all along the supermarket there with all the veggies. But they're really big, thick. They're nearly as thick as a wrap. And you can actually make your wraps with the Chinese lettuce. And they're just fab because you taste the meat and you're not tasting the bread.
Oh, I've come across them in Chinese restaurants. They put some mince into them.
Yes,
I forget
that's
what
right.
the
meat
dish
stone.
Is called. Yes,
meat
yeah,
stone.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
What a great idea.
Lettuce
as well.
Like that. Yeah, and that's fantastic. So moving on then to the next one that I would talk about is the alcohol. So what can we drink? So that's a big side of it, isn't it? What I love doing is, you can do, say, mojitos. So you could do them literally for the kids with no alcohol, but for you with alcohol. So a little rum, something like that. It's easily digestible. So you can actually have that with your food. The worst thing to drink really is beer, because it's so hard to digest on top of the food already. So things like that, or Pimm's, or fruit punch, because the kids can have fruit punch. So mix fruit juices, get them to mix the fruit juices, put in sparkling water. And if you want to do fruit punch for them, and an alcoholic one at, say, weekends or whatever for yourself.
Please tell me I can have a glass of wine. Absolutely.
Okay. Go with the red wine.
Right.
But you know what? The weekend, I never say no to anything at the weekend. Mm. During the week, if you're having your barbecue, get used to sitting outside, buy the nice glasses, get the ice sorted inside in the freezer somewhere or another, put your ice into your glass and have whatever it is. Maybe it's a fruit juice, maybe it's a mineral, whatever it is during the week. And get used to not having your wine during the week, because we're just finding, coming through Clinic Fran and the health screens we're doing, people are drinking every night.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. So Friday and Saturday night, absolutely not a problem in the world. Sit back and enjoy it. Don't overdo it. But during the week, don't have it if you can at all, because it just puts the health market in the wrong direction.
One of the things that intrigues me about barbecues is that the guy who normally wouldn't make toast suddenly becomes Gordon Ramsay in an apron, you know? And if you have people who are totally inexperienced about cooking, they shouldn't be allowed near a barbecue.
They shouldn't, because everybody should be dead the next morning.
Yeah, I know.
Literally, trying the steaks out on the
The macho thing of the guy donning the apron for the first time ever when he sees the barbecue, you know?
I don't know. I think it's very funny. I think you could become a chef outside in Ireland. A man can become a chef and it's absolutely okay. But ask him to come in and leave the apron on inside and things change straight away. If they cook, and it's funny because I have a 19-year-old, he'll kill me if he's listening, but he'll cook on the barbecue, not a problem in the world. Yes. And he thinks he is, you know, the toughest and God knows what when he's outside cooking. But put him inside in front of the cooker and, it changes completely. So it's definitely an Irish thing.
Isn't it great? Well, the message is to enjoy the barbecuing, but just to be careful.
Absolutely. Just to be careful
where it's concerned.
It says, we always say with a barbecue, let the simple grilled goodness shine through. So if you think about that in your head, let the food, the taste of the food, because all our butchers and everything put so much time and effort and energy, especially this time of the year, into prepping all this lovely food. And then we get a bottle of tomato sauce or something and we fire it up.
Pour it all over it. And that's such an Irish thing to do as well. Can I drag you into a conversation we've been having with Michael Lowry earlier on and with John Lee and stuff about antigen testing? And I know it's close to your heart because, of course, you're involved in this. But Dr. Tony Holohan, still against this and saying that it could cause issues and one thing and another. What do you say about this argument?
I think antigen tests are there and they work. If somebody is highly infectious on day 3 and day 4, it doesn't make sense to me that they're not using antigen tests for hauliers and for guys that are travelling and out and about all the time. For a PCR test, unless the turnaround time was going to be within that 15 minutes or half an hour, it doesn't make sense. If the powers that be were actually to get into the trucks or be in the position that these guys are in, that they need to make a living and they need to get from A to B, it would change the picture completely. I think the world is moving on a little with the vaccination program and everything, Fran. We have got to look outside the box of what will make the country work and make the economy tick again, but still keep us safe. And that's why these antigen tests are being used right across Europe. You know that. We've spoken about it so many different times. If somebody is tested, and even if they wanted to test them every day, so they said, listen, we can test today and test tomorrow and all the bits and pieces, that'll keep people safe. You know, there is a tool. With the PCR test, we've had this in the last week or whatever, within schools and that they have to be PCR tested. So I've had my own experience behind the scenes from home life that I have had to go into the system, say, through school or whatever. And it just doesn't make sense to me. As in, we were told last Friday, one of my sons was close contact. He had to get PCR tested. That was absolutely fine, not a problem. Brought him through the system. Sunday, Monday, he was actually called for a PCR test. So 3 days later, I got a phone call an hour after he was tested to say, have you brought him? I said, yes. Went through the list of symptoms. Has he any sign or symptom? I said, no, all the way down along. Absolutely perfect. He said, great, so he doesn't need to isolate. And I said, but I haven't even got the result of the PCR test back. No, because he hasn't any symptoms, he doesn't need to isolate. But I said, can you go back to school when I get the result of the PCR test? That'll be up to your school. I got numerous messages after that ban all week to say your son has to self-isolate until the 16th of June until he gets a second PCR test. All the messages coming through were just completely contradicting each other. Right. So he has to get a second PCR test next week. How does this work in the world of transport? How does it work right. in the world of
business? And give me an indication then how that could have been different if antigen was recognised to me,
yeah,
for
so
example.
He should have been, I tested him, the minute I got the message, I tested him. Okay, so
with antigen?
With the antigen test. Mm. So I tested him on Saturday, on Sunday and on Monday. So by the time he went in to get his PCR test, I knew absolutely 100% that he didn't have COVID because the test would have picked it up by day three or day four. So, you know, if everybody, all those kids that were involved were able to be tested, we would have known by day three or day four that they were okay. That class is out of school and has been homeschooled. The effect it has had, I've had phone calls from different parents in relation to it. One in particular, her daughter's actually running in for Munster Athletics, I think, on Sunday. She is so upset. She's trained for the last 6 months or whatever. And they've said to her, she has to PCR test on Saturday to be okay on Sunday because of what has happened. You can't get the results of the PCR test back that quickly, or she's not 100% whether she will or not. Now, this is us as parents trying to deal with this, and this is a one-off. How do you deal with this in the world of business, Fran, that yeah. you actually have to go through the system of PCR testing and laboratories and wait for results to come back and all of this? It doesn't make sense. The antigen tests are fast and they're efficient. They mightn't be as reliable as what the PCR test is, but they are coming in behind it, as we can all see, you know, and they're right. becoming more efficient.
And Michael Lowry making the point as well that, you know, all over Europe at the moment, widely used, extremely widely used, and we're behind here where that's concerned.
Yeah, yeah, and they're being used like for concerts now and for yeah. matches and for all the different, and like the people that we're talking about, like, they know what to do. They know how to self-isolate. They know how to wear their mask. They know how to wash their hands. This is just the extra tool. And I'm sure a lot of them have been vaccinated at this stage as well. So I don't understand it. I think the powers that be on top that are involved in this world were to come down and actually live it and see how the world is working and how it needs to, economy needs to really start functioning, because people are under serious pressure. It should be a different story, because it's very easy when you're in an office.
Yeah,
you know, right. I won't say it's easy, but you know what I mean.
Before I let you go, will you answer a question just from a listener? It yes. says, will you ask Muriel about lactose-free milk? I noticed that the sugars in most of the Lidl and Aldi lactose milk is the same as ordinary low-fat milk. Is it still okay to drink? I can't drink soya milk.
Yeah, it should be okay. It's natural sugars. They should be okay with the body. Now, what I would go for, I wouldn't go for the lactose-free milk, really. I go more for an almond milk or one of nut milks, because you won't get the sugars in them. So they'd be safe, a safer option, to be honest. But then it's natural sugars in the lactose, you know, from the milk. But I'd go for the almond if she can at all. And that taste is a completely different taste to soya milk. That should do okay.
All right. And your own website again, if people want to have an idea of what you're doing, Muriel?
Yeah, www.healthandwellnessinternational.com.
All right, always a pleasure, Muriel. Thank you and good morning to you. That's Muriel Cuddy there from Health and Wellness International. We'll take a break back in a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pocone, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pocone, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.